This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient. Dorina Bellamy, first name is Dorina, D-O-R-E-E-N-A-N-N, last name is Bellamy, B-E-L-L-A-M-Y, Dorina Bellamy, date of birth 8-20-1956. This letter is being written to Dr. Smruti Nawadi, first name is Smruti, S-M-R-U-T-I, last name is Nawadi, N-A-L-A-W-A-D-I, Dr. Smruti Nawadi. Address 18181 Butterfield Boulevard, B-U-T-T-E-R, Field, F-I-E-L-D, Field Boulevard, Suite 180, Morgan Hill, California 95037. Telephone number 408-659-1865. Fax number 408-770-4727. Dear Dr. Nalavadi, N-A-L-A-W-A-D-I. Dear Dr. Nalavadi, thank you for asking me to see this 66-year-old female in ROG consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight them pertinent features, period. Dorinan, D-O-R-E-E-N-A-N-N, has been having recurrent rashes, which are rashes pretty much involving her arm, elbows, and legs, and sometimes other parts of the body for a few years, period. I was able to see cell phone picture of a rash which happened about a month ago involving her lips and mouth, lips and around chin, period. And there was minor lip angioedema, period. There was period. The rash is somewhat itchy, but period. Rash is somewhat itchy, but there is no history of any pain, burning, bruising, fever, joint pains, or any other systemic symptoms along with the rash, period. Rashes usually get better over time and then reappear, period. She denies any history of throat tightness, vomiting, diarrhea, difficulty in breathing, wheezing, coughing, or any sense of impending doom or persistent rashes for more than 24 hours or so, period. This would certainly exclude any obvious anaphylaxis, period. She has there is a history of possible occurrence of these rashes following ingestion of certain shellfish, but even that did not result in any significant symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. However, she does have EpiPen, and that certainly can be used if there is anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. She recently changed her diet and not consume any red meat or shellfish, but is generally feeling well, period. She has eaten all kinds of food in past and has not experienced any rashes from eating these foods within a few hours of ingestion, period. There is no history of any obvious allergies, period. She has seen a dermatologist and allergist in past and no definite diagnosis is available, period. She has used Claritin up to 40 milligram a day for this rash, and that is generally quite effective, period. She has also used Benadryl 25 milligram as and when needed for these rashes, period. There is a history of rheumatoid arthritis for which she has taken Enbrel, E-N-B-R-E-L, and methotrexate, and is being appropriately monitored by a rheumatologist, period. Overall, she's healthy and denies any asthma or eczema, period. She is taking many other medications for many other medications, which I do not believe are the source of these rashes, period. There is no history of any seasonal rhinitis or significant eczema in past, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 66-year-old female who did not appear to be sick and had mild dermatographism, but no other abnormal findings were detected, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Skin testing revealed very small reactions to olive tree and ash tree and privet tree, period. She had no positive allergic reactions to any food, including shellfish, period. Clinically and otherwise, I don't believe she has any significant food allergies, period. We discussed the concept of food allergies and the treatment, and she was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided on the topic of food allergies, period. My final diagnosis, non-specific recurrent rashes, possibly not allergic. Number two, no evidence of any anaphylaxis. Number three, my treatment plan: continue Claritin and Benadryl as needed for these rashes. Number two, certainly she might need a biopsy when she has a rash and should see a dermatologist for that particular problem, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Doreen Balahway. Thank you.